WrestleTalkRadio.com.
This is Rob Van Dam. You are listening to WrestleTalk Radio. Boo!
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online sports entertainment, WrestleTalk Radio.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
This is the Rated R superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
I'm in five halls of fame. I wear a kilt. I play the bagpipes. Who am I? I'm Roddy Piper, for heaven's sake!
Breaking down everything in the world of professional wrestling in the WWE.
It was right here in this room my father taught me. He said, keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
TNA.
What are you looking at, lady? Never seen a pair of boots before? Mind your business.
I think that's a man.
Oh, she needs a wax or something.
You're right.
Dude.
And the indie scene.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Spot.
This is Hotshot Johnny Devine.
Hey, everybody, this is good old JR Jim Ross.
With your host, Tim Stein.
Your internet slow. Did you disable cookies?
Omega.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the fairest one of all?
Mace.
Why so serious?
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
Did you know I'm utterly insane?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Have a nice day.
Yeah, baby.
Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Happy Father's Day to everyone listening who has a father, has a kid, whichever, however it happened. Good on you. Tonight was TNA Slammiversary, but we talk professional wrestling on this show, so mostly WWE. I am the Omega, the be-all, end-all of our little network. Joining me tonight, we have Mace.
So is tonight that 70s wrestling program?
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's not... Yeah, for the rest of the night, nothing but Mike Awesome themes.
Maybe. Who knows? We'll see.
Since Tim Stein is away doing the Father's Day thing, it is just me, the Australian, and the producer tonight.
The producer who was up 4 a.m. doing... Till 4 a.m. doing a show last night. Hi, everybody. Welcome to WTR Sunday Night Live right here on WildTalkRadio.com, presented by PWMania.com. Yes, Tim is not here because he's with his son celebrating Father's Day.
Congratulations. I guess. I don't know.
No Canadian, does that mean a new hashtag? If you want to start a hashtag, by all means, we saw how it worked last night, where we repeated a hashtag over and over again and got the person to finally call in to do their damn show. We blew up Ace's phone last night by tweets and retweets, and he finally called in and cursed us out live on air. It was fun. But that's for CB Radio. This is WTR. We're talking wrestling, and we talk win and fail to start. Mace, what is your win for the week?
Is it bad to say that I've had a hard time trying to find one this week?
Maybe.
There was just nothing on Raw this week that sort of made me go, yay! This week was just very, eh.
Nothing at all. You can't find one single
nothing,
thing?
Nothing.
Not a good wrestling match of any kind? Nothing on NXT, nothing on Legends House, nothing on anything.
You
watch?
Fucking Legends House, Jesus Christ. fuck me, talk about going deep. Jesus.
There was a big secret reveal that everyone sort of knew already.
Oh, it's not the secret, it's just that conversation, that scene in general was just... Wow.
Yeah, I saw part of it. It was.
You could feel the weight of the room.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So,
but yeah, I suppose in that vein, you know, using that particular scene, I'd go with Jimmy Hart. With the shit he's been through and the shit he copped on that show, fucking sort of throws a lot more respect out there for him.
Yeah, yes, it does. So that's your win for the week. What about you, Omega? Could you find something this week that was a win?
Honestly, I'm having the same trouble. How about we just go keep going with Legends House and say, The Sacred itself. Which, I'm sorry, okay, I know it's a brave thing of Pat Patterson to do after so long, but, you know, the dude was in a closet with a transparent door.
Yeah, he was. He really, really was.
Still good on him.
Still very good on him, and on the sucky part for him, that was filmed 2 years ago, so... He sat here waiting.
He's been out for 2 years and no one knew it.
Yeah. That little sucks for him a little bit. I'm going with Mr. NXT's debut on NXT this week, Bo Dallas. The cheesiness with the red cape, the mask, being dragged away by security, and then the extra bit on WWE YouTube where he's still being dragged around by security. To me, that was hilarious. And that was my win. He's so freaking cheesy. I just, there are no words to describe him, but he's full of cheesiness, basically. So that's my win.
Enough ham and cheese to feed us elementary school every Wednesday.
And sometimes on a Thursday.
No, Thursday they gave us these really weird, like, peanut butter and honey sandwiches.
Peanut butter and honey?
Yeah. I don't know why. As a kid, it was really, really good. I have a feeling if I try to recreate it in my adulthood, I would probably spend the day vomiting.
It was all the sweets that got you with the honey, yeah.
There's a difference between school these days.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
There's such a health kick now, and back then, peanut butter and raw honey.
Because why not? All right. Hopefully you had an, I guess, easier time finding a fail, Mace?
Yeah, and it's one that we've talked about a couple of times on this program, but just the treatment of Paige. You know, your current WWE Divas champion in matches with Alicia Fox. There was more of a division, I think.
They're called total.
It's been so long that I've seen anybody besides Alicia Fox on television. I'm wondering to see if they didn't all get released secretly the other day.
You know, Total Divas is on hiatus, so, well, they're not around right now. It appears. Because remember, they were your Divas division for a while. And now they're sort of just not there. What about you, Omega? Where do you stand for a fail?
I'm going to go with a category called More of the Same.
Okay.
Part of it is Paige versus Alicia Fox, part 87,000.
And two.
Two. Part of it is the continued shaming of Damian Sandow. Who the fuck did he piss off in the backstage? It is the continued and incredibly pathetic Rusev and Lana routine. Raw this week in general just felt like going by the numbers.
Can we add the box topper on that one?
Please.
Cena versus Wyatt's part 872 million. Because, you know, all that happened is he changed the partners this week. He swapped out the Usos for the Shield.
Who are you going to find in that locker room that you haven't pissed off? Oh, I don't know. How about the guy that's been feuding with Bray for like 3-4 months?
I know, right? Surprising. Shocked. Amazed. John Cena was the partner. Who could have seen that one coming?
anytime there's a 2-on-3, you can expect Cena to run out with a red cape and underwear on, going, you know, doing the Superman save the day thing.
Right. Let's go. Go ahead.
No, I've now got the Superman thing in my head, so.
I was just gonna go back to you mentioned Damian Sandow and the unitard he sported on Monday Night Raw.
Oh, good lord.
So he's been a basketball player, a ballerina.
A rapper.
A rapper. I'm sure there's stuff on SmackDown that I haven't seen.
He was D-Sizzle on Main Event as the rapper. Came out of Lance Stevenson, a basketball player. What else has he been?
I don't know, but I still have the same question as Omega. Who the hell did he piss off?
I asked this question last night, and I'll ask it to you guys. Who would you rather be in terms of get time on television right now? Zack Ryder or Damian Sandow?
God, that's actually a hard one to work out at this point in time. It's do I want to gallivant around in front of tens of thousands of people in terrible, terrible costumes, or do I want to get squashed by the Ivan Drago wannabe?
It's a tough question, isn't it?
It is, actually.
Do you want to appear on TV every week in a goofy gimmick, or appear once a month and get squashed in a minute? You gotta make the call there. It's sort of a toss-up.
Yeah, personally, due to my own personal laziness, I'd probably go with once a month and get the squash because I still get paid my contracted rate even if I'm not on television.
What do you say, Omega? You're having a hard time on this one.
Honestly, part of me... I'd probably go with Sandow. I would probably go with him. Because it, you know what? I was going to say glorified jobber, but, you know, Zack Ryder is hardly glorified. But I would rather take performing consistently rather than not performing at all.
Right. Because, let's talk about it. He's coming out in ridiculous gimmicks, but the one thing you gotta give him credit for, he owns it every single time.
Well, yeah, of course he does. At Sandow, he's one of these guys who will definitely put himself out there and go, you know, hey, I'm gonna walk around like I'm an idiot. But hey, it makes me my money.
Yeah. It does make him his money. That's for damn sure. So yeah, it's just an interesting scenario. Would you rather be Sandow or Ryder? It's just the way things are in the wrestling world. I'm trying to think of what else besides the main stuff that happened on Raw that we can touch on before we head to our first break of the evening. Because what we are going to be talking about the releases and Daniel Bryan and all that stuff. Yeah, there really wasn't much else. There was solid wrestling, but it wasn't anything that sort of stood out. It was announced this week the Wyatts will be challenging for the tag team titles at Money in the Bank.
Which they probably should have done, like, a while ago.
Yeah, but they used them at Payback as the second in the last man standing match instead of actually giving us that match. Do you think the Wyatts have a chance to actually take the gold?
To be honest, you need something to keep the Wyatts strong, and maybe giving them the tag team titles might do that as you move them away from Cena, hopefully. Mm-hmm. Fingers crossed. Probably not, but we can hope anyway.
We can hope, yeah.
It's like, Raw this week to me was just very, it was just same old, same old. You know, because we've got the Money in the Bank, that's the focus at the moment, like trying to start getting that up and running. By the way, Randy Orton getting the instant thing, cheap heat, blah blah blah. And then you've got your sub main storyline, which is your Seth Rollins thing. And other than that, there just was nothing this week that really stood out. I think this was just one of those weeks. Like, we've had so many good Raws in a row since WrestleMania that this is just that one time that they went, you know what? We're going to let the intellectually disabled cousin write the script this week.
And at the same time, they were throwing a curveball with Brian. That sort of, you know, took away some of the heat they would be driving home on that show, which we'll get into. So, Omega, do you think the Wyatts have a chance?
I think they do. I don't see what being tag champs does for them. Because the Wyatt family is already a very dominant team. You know, they don't really need the belts in order to prove that.
Right.
Whereas right now, the way they're using the Usos, the belts kind of fit for them. I don't know. I think they have a shot. You know, they deserve it. But I don't see the long game on that one.
Well, we'll talk about that more next week when we preview Money in the Bank, because that's in 2 weeks from tonight. But when we come back, we're getting all into Daniel Bryan being stripped of the WWE Championship and reaction to Seth Rollins finally speaking on Monday Night Raw. You're tuned in to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We're back.
Wanna be your superhero, or even if I tumble fall.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR wherever you are.
Every Thursday night, we bring to you The Rock. These people yearn for enlightenment. Who do they have to turn to? Who do they have to place upon a pedestal so that they may bask in the glow of their own essence? In short, the answer is no one. We bring you a complete recap of Impact Wrestling, along with all of the latest news and unique discussions about the world of professional wrestling. Sure, there are those who attempt to appeal to the unwashed masses, but they are nothing more than false prophets whom I will expose. Join us Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern, for The Rock. I am the bright beam of enlightenment that will serve as the avenging sword of taste and decency. Redefining pro wrestling talk from the fans, for the fans, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You're welcome!
The evolution of online sports entertainment, Wrestle Talk Radio, is back.
Yes!
I know, the show hasn't gone anywhere, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying WrestleTalkRadio.com is back.
Yes!
Visit all the new historical WrestleTalkRadio.com to learn about the history of the show and hear shows from the past that you never thought you would ever hear again.
Yes!
Plus, you can now follow the show on Twitter at WTR Sunday Night.
What?
Like us on Facebook.
What?
Go to Facebook.com/WrestleTalkRadio.
Yes!
Once again, visit the all-new WrestleTalkRadio.com today.
Yes!
Will you stop that?
No!
Cut it out!
No!
I've got cookies.
Maybe.
Hey, did you know that CB Radio is all over social media? Well, now you do, bitch asses. We are all over Facebook and Twitter. When it comes to Facebook, it's simple. Just go to facebook.com/cigarettebuttsandbandanas. All one word. It's not that difficult. Go ahead, enter it in your website address, fucking go to it, even search for it if you're really that lazy. Go to Facebook, search up at the top cigarette butts and bandanas. You know, it's not that difficult to find us and like us. Come on, you listen to us every week. Just fucking give us a like. We're all over Twitter, too. Every single one of us is on Twitter. You can follow the show at CB Radio WTR. That's the letter I, you know, Q-R-S. I just can't pronounce it. You know, I'm from Boston. Suit my bitches. After you follow the show, be sure to follow me, the Boston badass himself, at Mr. Chris Loesch. L-O-E-S-C-H. All one word. That's in case you didn't know how to spell my last name. You can follow Rob Pox, you know, the godfather of extreme, at CB Radio G-O-E. And you can even follow Subway, who actually has got Twitter. He has a smartphone now and is on Twitter. So you can follow him, and hopefully he makes a little bit more sense there than he does on air, at X-Core Subway. Not that difficult, was it, people? Now stay a part of the fun and excitement that happens off the air, just as well as you do on the air, every Saturday night at midnight-ish, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This is Showtime Eric Young, host of Off the Hook Extreme Catches, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network.
It's a crime, you let it happen to me, never mind. I let it happen to you, out of mind. Forget it, nothing to lose but my mind and all the things I wanted. Every time I get it thrown away.
Welcome back to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And now we're going to get into the big story of the week. Daniel Bryan being officially stripped of the WWE World Heavyweight Championship because he won't be physically able to compete by the end of this month at Money in the Bank. When you heard it, what you think?
It was inevitable, given the way that Bryan's injuries have been healing, well, not so great. It was only a matter of time until they stripped him of the title, which is sad, to be honest. The guy hasn't had a chance to run with the belt. Sure, this time, you know, not his fault, and it's not backstage politics or anything like that. It's just a series of unfortunate events that have led him, that have sent him on the path of trying to get an injury fixed. But it hasn't come out the way he wanted it, therefore the company is forced to strip him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is none of that tinfoil conspiracy bullshit that, you know, started at SummerSlam last year.
Or is on the other half of the internet today.
Yeah. this is a company making a company decision. This is... You know, this is something that any wrestling company would have to do if their top star, especially their heavyweight champion, is injured with no actual, timetable for return. You're going to have to strip him of the belt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just an unfortunate thing.
How did you react, Omega, when you heard it? What was your reaction, rather?
It's going to sound weird, but I was actually kind of happy to hear it. Because while I love Bryan with a belt, while I really want him to have a nice long run with it, while I want him to actually have some good feuds, and the guy, more than anyone else on the roster, really deserves to have it. I also know that puts a lot of pressure for him to get back into the ring as fast as possible. You know, and I don't want Daniel Bryan for a couple more years. I want Daniel Bryan to have a nice, long career so I can continue to enjoy his work.
Right.
So I'm actually glad they did this. That means there's no pressure on him to come back. They can take their time, let him completely recover, and you know, have a 100% Brian when it's when he's properly ready, rather than one that's going to risk crippling himself.
So they gave us the answer or the decision we've all been thinking would appear for the last month, and to their credit, they gave him as much time as they possibly could to get himself in a position where he would be healthy for Money in the Bank, and he might not even be ready for SummerSlam, according to the latest reports, which, that's serious.
You don't think of it as serious when they keep reporting it as a minimally invasive procedure.
But anytime you touch the neck...
Yeah, it's his neck. It's his spinal cord. That's not minor. Just because it was a small hole they had to make in order to do the operation does not mean it wasn't serious.
Yeah. it was a very serious operation. It's not going as well. Go ahead.
A hole in the Hoover Dam is minimally invasive. It still means the town might flood.
It's minimally invasive, yeah, but you're also dealing with the neck. There's a billion and one things that go wrong by the tiniest little twitch, and, well, we're seeing the results of that right now.
And it's left us in a position where, at Money in the Bank, the title will be up for grabs, and your participants are Alberto Del Rio, I believe it's Cesaro, right? Sheamus, Bray Wyatt, and Randy Orton thus far, and two more spots remain. Are you feeling any of these guys as your next WWE World Heavyweight Champion?
Nope, but the purpose of that is because they want to put the belt back on Orton. Unless you put in John Cena, then in which case it's emergency plan number 5. Put the belt on Cena.
They're all emergency plans at this point.
Pretty much. Like the grouping really is that here's a whole heap of guys who are in the mid-card, and we're going to put the most obvious main eventers in there to try and make you think that something's not going to happen. But we're telegraphing this like a big neon sign.
Right. The better question... Go ahead, Omega. You were about to say something.
I was just gonna say, you know, I hate the Cena backup plan. Mm-hmm. I hate giving it back to Orton just as much. Yeah, I hate to say it, but you know, we look at Ric Flair in reverence because he held the world title so many damn times, and that was because you could always count on him to be a believable champion. A lot of those title reigns came because people got injured. You know, and they just needed to hand the belt off to somebody. Back then, there were probably marks that were complaining the same way we did. Oh, they always just keep putting the belt on Flair. Doesn't matter, you know, how good he is or how popular he is. They'd just be pissed off because, well, that's what they always do when they have to put the belt on someone else. They give it to...
Or they give it to Hulk Hogan, brother.
Flair more so.
Well, because he's 16. He's the 16-time world champion. Woo!
Yeah. You know, a lot of those were transitional, the same way they've done a lot with Cena.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this might be the only time you ever hear me compare Cena and Ric Flair. Let's just make that clear.
Who we may see more of on WWE TV coming soon.
I like his idea so much better than WWE's. Ziggler would be such a more natural fit.
But this, like, you're comparing Flair to the Cena. Like, the only reason why a lot of people revere Flair for having the 16 titles is he's done it over a long-spanning career, you know, 30-plus years. Cena's gotten close within 10. So there's your sort of justified hate, if you will.
Mace is looking for the anti-life equation here.
Pretty much. I will divide by zero, goddammit.
Cena justifies my hate. Cena justifies my hate.
The better question, who deserves the title out of those five people?
I think we talked about this before.
Yeah, yeah, but...
none of them are ready.
Yeah. And unfortunately, that leaves the only other... the only other option being Randy Orton at this stage. And I really don't want to see that again. Because we just got rid of him. Why bring him back?
Well, with his collarbone injury, do you think they'll even be tempted to put him as the champion? Can they trust him at this point, since he's a little bit banged up, to be their champion?
I don't know. I at this point, I'm sitting here going, I have no idea. I don't know what the fuck's going on anymore.
There are two spots remaining, most likely John Cena and Kane, maybe? That's the final two? Since Kane was technically the guy getting the title shot at the paper.
No, don't want it, don't want it, don't want it!
Okay, if you don't put Kane in, who do you put in that final spot? Because we know Cena's going in.
Fucking nuclear bomb at this stage? You might as well bring back fucking Blue Batista. Give him his fucking crybaby title shot.
There's a video online of Batista at the NXT tapings. If they put that Batista on TV, he'd be over. Just pointing that one out. Because he was eating up the Batista chance. It was tremendous.
Which will probably be edited off NXT.
No, it won't air on NXT. It was an off-air segment between him and Bo Dallas, of all people. It was just, hey, I'm here, that sort of thing. And they had it back and forth, with the crowd actually chanting Bo-tista at one point. Yeah, that's what happened. What's your thinking, Omega? Anyone out of this bunch that deserves to be the champion?
Yeah. Well, like I said, we said before, none of them are really ready. I mean, the only one you could actually say is ready is our people have already had the damn belt.
Well, discount those two. Focus on Orton and Cena, because those seem to be the fallbacks. We know Del Rio is not getting the belt.
No.
No, don't give it to the black hole of charisma.
Sheamus has a belt. So you're down to, by default, Cesaro or Bray Wyatt, either one. If you had to choose, which one would you give the belt to? Which one is the most ready?
Hacksaw the janitor.
Was not an option.
If it had to be between those two, I would probably give it to Cesaro.
How come?
Number one, the boasting from Paul Heyman would be glorious.
And then the potential feud between Cesaro and Brock Lesnar with Paul Heyman trapped in the middle once again would be awesome.
Yeah, that's another one. Yeah, if they actually wanted to turn Cesaro face, that would actually be a pretty good way to do it. Is to have Lesnar smash come back and have Paul ultimately side with him.
Whereas if you go the other direction and you go Bray, that's pretty much advertising, hey, it's Bray versus Cena for the next 3 months. Again.
You always assume it's going to be Cena in the title picture, and he really hasn't been in the title picture barely at all.
That's why... I'm getting worried that they've had him out for a while. I love this.
Oh, he's paranoid about when Cena is in the championship hunt. He's always paranoid of Cena winning the championship every single time because Superman Cena. Now that it's been a while, he's paranoid about Cena getting the championship because he's due.
No, it's not that he's due. It's because he's Superman Cena, the ultimate, fucking backup plan.
But he's a guy who doesn't need the belt at this point.
No shit. There's a lot of guys in the company who don't need the belt to get over, but, you know, they still try to put belts on them.
Speaking of getting over, Seth Rollins spoke on Monday Night Raw. Reaction? Wake up. That's his Omega.
Nah. For all the brooding that went into it, nah. It was a pretty standard. I was tired of them holding me back kind of crap. I'm the only one that needs to know was the word last week. Seth's the only one that needs to know. And the only thing that he didn't want us to know then is, he felt like doing it. I don't know. It was an epic betrayal when it happened, and just, you can tell it's a last-minute decision because there really isn't a concrete reason for it.
Yeah, it was just one of those things of, like, I was the one who was the Shield. I was the one who had the real talent, and, you know, the other, you know, Ambrose is crazy. Reigns is worthless, even though he's, like, the most over guy in the fucking group. But, anyway, it was just a woe is me style speech. And I don't know whether it was the fact that I pretty much accurately predicted this when he said, I only need to know. But it's like, okay, congratulations, enjoy your beatdown. It's like, if Rollins is going to try and make himself out to be a star at this stage, he's going to have to try extremely hard. Because he was practically in the shadow of two really good talents in the Shield. Now he's getting the chance to hit the spotlight, and his first promo out the gate just pretty much put a lot of people to sleep. But then again, I like the fact that, you know, I didn't sell out, I bought in. Nice heel line.
That was a clever heel line.
Yeah. It's not often you hear people sort of react to that line and go, well, you know what, yeah, no shit.
Sometimes there's nothing wrong with selling out. And in his case, he bought in to the plan. You believe in Seth Rollins. Going back to Monday Night Raw, you talk about the promo Seth Rollins did. Standing out on the opposite end was Dean Ambrose. You talk about something... talk about
Dean Ambrose, you fucking psychotic bastard, I love you.
See, now going back, that could
he's starting to channel that inner Joker once again. Oh, it's glorious.
See,
so much ham.
See, there's a win right there. His promo from Monday Night Raw.
I forgot about his promo. It was buried under so much shit.
So what do we expect at Money in the Bank with these members of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I expect a fake out. I'm expecting a fake out.
In terms of?
This was, like, I don't, like, have they actually announced anything with them fighting yet? Or?
No, that's what I'm saying. What can we expect? What's sort of the deal?
Okay, lots of bravado from Rollins. Lots of, we're going to kill you from Ambrose and Reigns. But every time they go to get their hands on Rollins, there's going to be some sort of roadblock in the way, whether it's the Wyatt, whether it's Orton and Triple H, or, you know, there'll be something to keep them apart. They're going to tease the crap out of this until they really can't go any further and then go, okay, now we're going to do the pay-per-view. This is going to be one of those ones where it's going to be a lot of posturing between the two, lots of talking, but when it comes down to the action, you're going to get glimpses, like a punch will be thrown or something will start, all of a sudden pull-aparts, interferences, stuff like that. you know, they schedule matches, something happens to one of the guys backstage, or, you know, Roland says, I don't have to do this. You know, Triple H has said I can leave. You know, so it's basically teasing the audience to go, yeah, you want the pay-per-view. You want to renew your WWE Network subscription.
And what's the match?
I'd probably say it'll end up being Trips, Orton, and Rollins.
Orton's in Money in the Bank.
I never said it had to be at Money in the Bank.
I'm talking for Money in the Bank. I'm talking
for Money in the Bank. Mm-hmm. All right. I don't know, you might get a one-on-one. You might get, say, Rollins versus Ambrose with Roman being banned from ringside or some shit. But the inevitable payoff will be Rollins, Trips, and Orton in a handicap match against the leftover of the Shield. That's your payoff. That's what you're working towards.
You mean you're setting up a battleground?
Maybe.
Drop.
What do you think we're going to see at Money in the Bank, Omega?
A ladder match.
With the Shield.
Oh, okay, okay.
Shield. With the Shield.
You know we were still on the same question. Please. I think Mace is right in this one. It's definitely going to be more of a slow burn feud. You know, when it comes to the Shield, they know what they've got. You know, they know what works best here. I actually wouldn't be surprised if we saw, you know, a more proper, like an Ambrose versus Rollins match.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like the first step, because, you know, it's going to be Roman who comes out looking the better in the end here, because that's the guy they want in the main event someday. So I'm looking for a decent match between Ambrose and Rollins, maybe at Money in the Bank. But I'm kind of with Mace. I really want them to draw it out the way they did with the Wyatts and the Shield. A lot more teasing and a lot more of a slow build-up. Build more anticipation.
And we will see that next chapter tomorrow night on Monday Night Raw. And when we come back, we're getting into Black Thursday. Yeah, WWE release people. I'll tell you who they released and get some reactions. You're tuned in to WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We're right back.
What's up, bitches? This is the Boston Badass, a.k.a. the Big Time Player, a.k.a. the Resident Masshole, or just simply, Ace. I'm here to tell you about a way for you to find out about all the unusual things we have done over the years, and trust me, we have done a lot of unusual things over the past few years. Everything from bitches to crossing highways to strange ramblings by subway that no one ever really understands. Sex toys, which of course includes the blue dildo, and even the time, well, times I got pissed face drunk on this. Really, Rock? We're gonna really talk about that? Fuck you. You can relive all the excitement of your only excuse to be home on a Saturday night, CB Radio, by visiting our official website at cbradio.ewazone.com. That's once again, cbradio.ewazone.com. Don't be a bitch ass. Visit the site and listen every Saturday night. About midnight, sometimes it starts about 12:30-ish, you know, Eastern time. Just to find out what possibly we can come up with next.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show. From the big returns...
After 7 long years... finally, The Rock has come back to Monday Night Raw!
To the shocking moment. And the moments that leave you speechless.
I grew up locked in a basement, suffering severe psychological and emotional scarring when my brother set my parents on fire. From there, I shifted around among a series of mental institutions until I was grown, at which point I buried my brother alive. Twice. Since then, I've set a couple of people on fire and abducted various co-workers. Oh, and I, once electrocuted a man's testicles.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
Hey, what's up? This is Kaz. I'm great. You're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network.
WTR Sunday Night Live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. And for the first time in, I would say, 3-4 years, guys, WWE decided to release a bunch of wrestlers in one fell swoop. Kind of surprised at this?
Well, it was for me, because I woke up to hear all this, and it was mostly from, like, you on Twitter. Going, hey, they released this guy, they released that guy, they released this guy. And I'm like, really? Okay. Look at the list. Wow. And then the memes started.
I woke up to this and I was eating breakfast as I saw this list like start to pile out. I was like, wait, what? Gotta go double check this. Did this really actually happen? And it did, Omega.
Yeah, it did. It was a monumental list, wasn't it?
It was, and it's fitting they did it on a Thursday and not on a Friday, because that would have been Friday the 13th, and I think they didn't want that karma on them. Just throwing that out there. So the list goes... Yeah. Go ahead.
No, it was... That was a really sad day, because, you know, I've got a bit of a confession. Thursday I was released from my contract as the mole from the WWE.
I knew you were the mole.
Apparently I wasn't a good one, because they, you know, I got the call from Johnny Ace wishing me the best of my future endeavors.
Anyway, the list. Yoshitatsu. Surprised? Not surprised?
He's going back to his other gig as Mario's sidekick.
Yeah. Yoshi... Like, you keep hearing good things about him like he's been doing well in Florida and the developmental center and everything. It's been quite a while since we've seen him on TV or anything. Even NXT was used sparingly.
And from some reports lately, he's sort of regressed lately. And he's getting up there, so it's like, well, it's just one of those numbers games there. Camacho.
No shock there.
Yeah, pretty much. No shock there.
So what was my gimmick on WWE TV? I rode a bicycle to the ring, and I wasn't even the one wrestling. The guy riding on the pegs on the back was the one wrestling that night.
Referee Mark Harris?
Meh. Referee. They're a dime a dozen.
He called himself the greatest referee ever. On Twitter one time. That got him some heat.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry, sir. You didn't screw anyone over. You are not the best at your job.
We then had Curt Hawkins.
I forgot he was on the payroll.
Yeah, pretty much I'm agreed there.
A lot of people in WWE were surprised by that one just because he had multiple years left on his deal. But he'll be fine. He has a wrestling school, Create a Pro, I think, something like that. He started, so he at least has a plan B.
Which is better than a lot of wrestlers do.
It is. Teddy Long.
No more tag matches, player.
That made me sad. I kept hoping they'd find some way of using Teddy.
And out of everyone on the list, he wasn't fired. His contract just ran out.
So we'll be seeing him in TNA next week. as the third guy in their series of, I'm coming in as a face owner, manager, CEO, something of this company, only to turn heel 2 months later.
Well, he might come in as like the financial backer for like the MVP Bobby Lashley, whatever the hell the TNA Nation of Domination was.
As long as he comes in and the first night he makes half a dozen tag matches, I'm happy.
Look, Teddy, we can't have you making these many tag matches. Our roster isn't that deep,
and we don't have an Undertaker.
They have an abyss.
They have an abyss.
Would it be hysterical? It would be hysterical if he just trying to keep calling for the Undertaker and just Abyss comes out and just like, punches him every time. No, it's Undertaker.
We then have Oksana.
That was interesting. Because she's recently been put in with the whole Alicia Fox deal, so like it was getting her a little bit of airtime, but I suppose in the end, she wasn't really doing anything, so there's no point in keeping her on the roster.
Never did anything for me. I'm not going to miss her.
Just staying on women for a minute, Rosa Mendez probably saved herself by joining Total Divas. Throwing that one out there. Because speaking of people who haven't done anything in how long? We then have Brodus Clay.
Funk is unemployed. Funk is unemployed.
Coming to shoot interviews near you.
Via kayfabe commentaries, they've already booked him.
So has RF Video.
God.
That's why I said shoot interviews. He's doing well. Anything on Brodus Omega?
No. I just wonder where they're going to steal ideas from Mark Henry's gimmicks at now.
speaking of people you don't see ever, Evan Bourne.
His foot must have finally healed.
It's been healed for about a year and a half.
Not that you'd know. He had potential, it just doesn't fit into the WWE style.
And he got major heat when he became a rat, when he ratted out R-Truth for smoking synthetic marijuana. When he got pops, he ratted out R-Truth.
Fucking tattletale.
And that got R-Truth suspended after the big Survivor Series match he had with The Miz against John Cena and The Rock in 2011. So, I expect Evan Bourne to show up in ROH at some point. Then we all say a fond farewell to two members of 3MB, Jinder Mahal and Drew McIntyre.
Honestly, that one surprised me.
Yeah.
If only because they've been on TV every week for like the last 2 months. You know, it's been the El Torito Hornswoggle thing, but they've been used.
Who will the Matadors face now?
They might have to go back to being a tag team.
What? No way.
Yeah, this was the one that really seemed to upset the internet.
Mm-hmm.
the end of 3MB, because they were the world's most popular jobbers. But it's just, out of all of them, I definitely say those two are the ones that surprised me the most, given how much screen time they've had recently, and the fact that as much as they were the butt of every joke, people love them.
Apparently. I know Tim said that Jinder got released. That's his buddy.
Drew, you are the chosen one. You were also chosen for unemployment too, but okay.
This man will be a future WWE champion at home on his PlayStation 3.
When he has to download himself into the video game.
He has to download himself.
And that's true. I believe he was DLC this year.
Wait till 2K15 comes out and he's DLC. Or he has to create himself.
You have to create yourself in the video game. So those are your releases from WWE this go around.
No.
We missed the big one.
Yeah. How could you miss this?
Oh, right. This happened 4 hours after everyone else. JTG.
The immortal has been slain.
See, I set you guys up for that one. They released...
Yes, you did, Tim.
I know. They said they released the first 10. And then, you know, 4 hours later, like around 4 o'clock, JTG
it's
got released.
It's like they were trolling the IWC.
Or somebody saw all the releases and didn't answer their phone.
Okay, this is going to be hysterical. This is funny. We put up this huge list of guys. Like, guys who are on TV, guys who had popular, you know, who were popular when we had them. And just put up this whole list. And then just wait, because everyone's going to go, why isn't JTG on there? And 4 hours later, we're going to fire JTG too.
That's what they did.
Because that was the whole thing. It's like every time a group of releases or somebody got released from their contract or left the company or something, the first thing you would ever see on any comment posts would be, and yet JTG still has a job. He was like the immortal slacker. He did nothing for the company for a long ass time, yet
yeah.
He still had a job. And finally they got around to firing his ass and everybody's like, no! We love our jokes!
This is the kind of guy where you wonder, you know, who does he have a photo of, and what animal are they blowing in that photo to keep his job?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm now wondering, is this like the end of the releases, or do we see some more coming soon?
There's reportedly going to be some office staff that may be released, but, you know, they'll never announce that. There could be more. It all depends. I don't think they could release any more just yet, because I don't know who is expendable. Is there anyone you see that you would think could be let go at this point?
Oh. So there was a nice little suggestion thing on the page I had. Let's see if I can find this thing again. 11 superstars. This is actually a really nice list somebody posted. It's like, let's see, we've still got Slater, Santino, Otunga, Kali, Zack Ryder.
Kali is the one. Like, they're keeping him around because he does good PR in India.
Right.
Yeah, there's probably a whole heap more on the roster that you can probably get rid of. But, man, it's just like, who do you really want to get rid of at this point? See, personally, I'd also piss off Adam Rose at this point, but that's only because his gimmick has bombed something shocking. Alex Riley would be another one.
But he has a role.
Yeah, true. Byron Saxon, when was the last time you saw him do anything?
He's NXT commentator.
Main event commentator.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Christian! Christian's the new JTG now.
Might be.
I'd probably say Curtis Axel because, well, he's bombed something shocking. Darren Young, there's another one you can get rid of.
Can't get rid of a guy who's injured. Cruel.
Yeah, you can.
It's cruel.
Fandango, let him out of his misery.
He's just eliminating people he doesn't like at this point.
Yeah, you can tell. Waiting for
it. It has nothing to do with them being used.
I'm looking at it as like guys that have had nothing to do on the company, really. You know, okay, Josh Matthews, sure, backstage guy, don't really need him. They've got Fitz McGee over there as well.
Josh Matthews is the lead announcer on the network.
Really?
He's
Justin Roberts.
No, that's Justin Roberts is the ring announcer. Josh Matthews is the guy who
okay,
hosts
you
all the
really
panels.
Should not be in charge of the hiring and firing. You're clearly behind on your staff.
Yeah. He's up to the Jays. I'm surprised it just released John Cena at this point.
No. Cena unfortunately is good PR, so you know. You've got to keep him in his solid gold.
You got to keep him just for the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Yeah, pretty much.
Apparently.
Justin Gabriel. When was the last time you saw Gabriel?
He was on NXT.
Still don't care. I'd probably say Mark Henry and Rey Mysterio just because of, you know, the obvious of they're always fucking injured. I'd say Dolph Ziggler is a mercy firing.
You know we need to have people left, Mace. It can't all just be the top card.
Well, why not? It's the way that they've been booking the fucking show for the last couple of months. Can we get rid of fake Sin Cara?
Sure.
Okay. Who is this Tom Phillips guy?
The other announcer on Main Event and NXT.
Who's this guy? I don't know. Fire him.
Tom Phillips and Byron Saxton host Main Event every Tuesday on the network. Oh my god.
See, I'd say get rid of this vacant fella, but he seems to be holding the title right now.
Vacant has been like a 17-time world champion over like the last 30 years. It's amazing. Dude has a phenomenal career.
Hall of Famer.
I'm sure he'll do well on the indies.
Oh my god. He's firing Vacant.
All right then, who would you get rid of? I was asked a question. I give an answer. You guys give me shit. All right, time to do better, assholes.
David Otunga.
Yeah, already said that.
Mm. Well, you fired him at the roster.
Yes, no one. See, my biggest problem was I forget that main event seems to be a legitimate show.
Yeah, it is.
That's where 90% of those people are on is main event. That 1 hour program on the network. Yeah. Wow.
We need jobbers too, you know.
His name.
I left Zack Ryder.
Zack Ryder has 4 matches in one night, just so people have someone to pin. Just him and Heath Slater doing rock, paper, scissors in the back. Okay, whose turn is it now?
Plus, you got to remember there's also that Legends roster that we can bring in to job to Rusev.
Oh, yeah, let's bring back Sergeant Slaughter to just job over and over.
Wait till July 4th, that week. He may be back to do it.
God. Can we fire this Phil Brooks guy?
Yes. Yes, we can. Please.
I think we're waiting on the contract to expire on that one, unfortunately. He's only got a few weeks left.
We should congratulate him, though. He officially got married this weekend.
I will not congratulate him. I will not congratulate him for taking that fine piece of ass off the market.
Dude took one of the hottest geek girls off the list. God damn it.
So, there you have it. The releases, the talent that's left. Will be interesting. They opened up some spots for people to come up from NXT, as we've seen. Should be interesting to see who they bring up next to fill some of the spots vacated by the firings.
Yes, because, you know, those NXT call-ups have done so well as of late.
Wyatt, Shield, Cesaro, just putting them out.
No, hold on. Let's go to this year.
Rusev, Dallas.
Shield, yeah.
Rose.
Exactly.
Emma.
Rusev, Dallas, Rose, Emma, Paige. Most of them have worked out really well for the company so far.
Paige, to be fair, they're just booking like shit. We know it's nothing wrong with Paige herself. It'd help if she wrestled someone that wasn't Alicia Fox.
Well, she was wrestling Tamina Snuka, but, well, she tore her ACL.
Yeah, she wrestled Tamina Snuka that one time.
They actually had, like, 4 matches.
I only saw one on Raw. That was it.
Or you mean the one on the pay-per-view?
Yeah, that's the one.
God. Anyway, just moving on. Going to quick hits right now. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits. Wow. That's right. It's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wow, fine.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits.
Alright, we're going to start with you, Mace. What's your favorite saying?
My favorite saying? Mm-hmm. I I believe it's one I use on this network quite often. Meh.
Okay, Omega, what's your most used phrase?
Most used. See, that's tricky for what I do, because I try so hard not to repeat myself. Though it usually comes down to profanity of goddammit or fucking hell, that type of variety.
Okay, Mace, what is your most used word?
My most used word. It would come down to most of the words like the and of
meh.
Meh. However, if you wanted to take out all those type of things, then you'd probably get down to fuck. Because I'm Australian, swearing is like casual as shit to us.
Well, it's a good way, a good thing you segued with that. So, Omega, what's your favorite clean word?
Clean word?
Yes, clean word.
Ah.
Pretend we're on YouTube, Omega. You're having to work clean.
Shit. I don't have a favorite clean word. Clean words aren't fun.
Shenanigans are fun.
You know what? Kumquat. This is perfectly clean, but it doesn't sound like it.
I guess so. We'll let you go with that one. There you go.
It's only dirty if your mind makes it dirty. So it's not my fault, it's yours.
I'll do it for quick hits live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll be back next Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern, the regular start time for Wrestle Talk Radio. On Monday night, it's the Raw post-show, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. We'll recap everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Check out the Rack this Thursday night, 11 p.m. Eastern. We'll talk NXT, Slammiversary, Impact, and all the news you can handle. It's the Rack, Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern. Follow the show on Twitter at WTRTheRack and Facebook.com/WTRTheRack. Saturday night, midnight-ish, is CB Radio. The weird, the wacky, the unusual, full of hashtags, full of fun. Check it out. Will a part-time player show up? It's always the question. Tune in, CB Radio, Saturday nights, midnight-ish. Follow the show on Twitter at CB Radio WTR. Facebook.com/cigarettebuttsandbandanas. And like I said, this show will be back 10 p.m. Eastern. Follow the show on Twitter at WTR Sunday Night and Facebook.com/WrestleTalkRadio. Follow me on Twitter at WildTalkRadio and Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Mace, anything?
Follow me on Twitter at TheMaceSing. If you're wanting to play card games in the eastern suburbs of Victoria down here in Australia, head over to Next Level Games at 164 Marinda Highway, Ringwood, Tuesdays through Sundays, playing anything from Cardfight Vanguard, Magic the Gathering, X-Wing Tabletop, and whatever the hell else you want to bring in and play. Let's see what else. In only 4 days, meaning this Friday at 11 a.m., go to MarioMarathon.com, where the boys will be starting their stream, playing their way through currently 312 levels of Mario Brothers games, all in the name of the Child's Play charity. Head on over, donate some money for a very worthwhile cause.
Omega.
I have no charities to plug except my own, because I am broke and I'm selling toys as a result. So all of that's over at tgomega.org, along with all the video stuff that I do, which is also found over at tgomega on YouTube. And if you just want updates on all this crap, my Facebook is tjreviews, my Twitter is tjomega.
There you go. for Mace and Omega, I'm Sorak, and Tim will be back hopefully next week to host this show. We'll see you all week long along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.